Ladies and gentlemen, I am Fred Leung, and I'm going to demonstrate today a device developed for the blind. This is called Telmate. It's developed by a company in Singapore called Gaishan Technology Limited. Now, Gaishan is actually in Chinese to improve website www.gaishantech.com, which is www.gaishantech.com. Its measurements are as follows, and my tactile tape measure doesn't have metric system, it has only the English system. The length is 4.25 inches. The width is 1.75 inches, and the thickness is 6/8 of an inch. It has no display for the sighted because it's aimed at the visually impaired, but it does have 3 LED lights to show when it is necessary, which is on, etc. But there is no full LCD display as such. On the surface at the bottom, there are 5 buttons arranged in a manner of the cross. Now the top one is volume up, the middle one is the menu key, and the bottom one of that line is volume down. And on the left of the cross is left arrow, which serves as the backward or rewind key, and the right hand side one is the right arrow, which serves as the forward or right arrow key. And then on the right hand side, on the top is the play button. The middle is stop, and then below it is record button. And on the left hand side, the top button is reset button, and below it is the hold button, because on the front the buttons can be pressed accidentally. So in order to prevent them from being accidentally pressed, you can push the hold button up so that even when pressed, the buttons will not have an effect to change your mode or settings, etc. And so on the left hand side, there are only 2 buttons on the top part of it. And beneath the hold button, there is this USB 2.0 port. So that's all to it on the left of this device. And at the bottom of it, there is this headphone jack. It uses a rechargeable battery, pretty much the same as that for a mobile phone. So for playing MP3 files, it can last for about 2 weeks. So let's switch it on. So by switching it on, you have to press the play button for about 2 seconds. I have pressed it, and then it will give a message of your battery. Ah, sorry. I forgot to set it to English. Now, for this device, I was told by the developer, every unit would have 3 languages. That means you can select from one of these 3 languages. And on mine, there is English, Putonghua, which is Mandarin, and Cantonese, another dialect of Chinese. Now, in order to select the language, you have to do that when it is just started up. So I have to switch this off again by pressing the stop button for about 3 seconds until it sets standby. Okay, so now I will start it up again by pressing the play button for 2 seconds, and as it's going to announce the battery status, I have to make the selection of languages there. So I press the play button for 2 seconds, and I
English.
Ah, so you have this choice. When it was just started up, I pressed the right arrow key, and so it will give the selection of languages.
中文.
Now that's Putonghua. That's Cantonese.
English.
This is English, and I press the center one, which serves both as the menu key as well as the enter key.
English.
Okay.
Play.
Ah, and once when it is selected, it will automatically go into the MP3 mode and start to play the files there. And so I will. There are 5 functions. Now I will press the menu key to let you hear the various functions.
Music.
That's MP3. So right arrow.
Audiobook.
Audiobook.
Voice.
Voice. This is for recording voice.
Radio.
Radio, which is FM only.
Scanner.
Now, scanner is the original purpose why the developer developed this device for the blind. So let's demonstrate it first. So I press enter again. It applies the radio frequency identification system, RFID, to scan what we call transponders, which are more or less a label with a chip on it. And then once when you scan a transponder and then record a message and then put this particular transponder with the object that you want to identify. Now for example, I put this telmate over a transponder now and press the play button. In this case, in this mode, in this scanner mode, it will scan it.
Light suit with pink stripes.
Okay, so that's one. And now I have another one here. I press the scan button again.
Dark suit.
Okay, so supposedly I put this piece of transponder into the pocket of the suit. Then you can scan it outside the pocket. So as I said, this applies RFID technology. It doesn't have to really touch against the transponder that you want to scan. it can do that within a certain limit. I think the range is about 10 millimeters or 20 millimeters, something like that. These transponders can be reused. I mean, you can, if you decide to change it for something else, you can always record a new message. Let's try this now. On my hand, I still have the one which I recorded, dark suit. Let me see.
Dark suit.
Now, if I now press the record button.
Recycle label.
It asks me whether I want to recycle the label. I press the record button again.
Record after tone.
Black suit.
Record save.
I press the stop button, and now I scan this same piece of transponder again. See, so it changes it. So this is the function of the scanner. Manual key again, press longer.
Scanner.
Okay, so I press the right arrow.
Music.
Music, okay, let's go to, let's select this mode, and I press the center key, enter again.
Play.
It will automatically play the first piece. The built-in speaker, although small, but the quality is pretty good. And of course you can plug in the earphone. It plays MP3 files, WAV files, etc. And you can set up different subfolders. And the play program will play all of the folders, one by one, in sequential order as well as random order you can choose. If you plug in the headphone, you get a very good CD quality sound. And so let's try another one. So press the menu key again.
Music
we have just tried.
Audiobook.
Now let's choose that.
Auto. Play.
Time Warner Audiobooks presents Rich Dad, Poor Dad, written by Robert Kiyosaki with Sharon L. Lecter, CPA, and read by...
Okay, so it's pretty good quality as well. And this is MP3. And for this function, there is the bookmark. That means when you finish listening to it, then switch off or go to some other modes, listen to music, for example. But the next time when you come back to the audiobook, it will start from where you have stopped before. So the bookmark is very useful. So that's audiobook. Let's choose another one by pressing the menu key again.
Audiobook. Voice.
Voice. Now this is recording. You can use it as a voice pen to record a message. Let's say, let's try it now. I press record.
Record after tone.
So you have to listen to this message and record after, otherwise before the message finished, if you start, then it doesn't record. Okay, so it's recording what I am talking now. So let's stop it by pressing the stop key.
Record save.
So let's play that one.
Play.
So you have to
listen to this message and record after otherwise before the message finished. If you start, then it doesn't record. Okay, so it's recording what I'm talking now. So let's stop it by pressing the stop key.
And you could also record the radio as well while it's playing, while you are listening to the radio. Suddenly you decided to record this program, then you can press the record key and then it will record. So let's go to that by pressing the menu key again.
Voice radio,
right arrow, that's radio. Radio, I have to plug in my headphone to so that it serves as an antenna, otherwise it doesn't work. The good thing is for this device, even though you plug in the earphone, it doesn't shut off the speaker automatically. You have to shut the speaker off manually if you intend to do so by pressing both the left and right arrow keys at the same time. Then the speaker will be switched off, but now I don't do that, so that now the radio is activated and I press the right arrow for it to select a station. Let's find an English station. I don't know what station is that. It's Chinese music. That's pretty good Chinese folk music. So let's say I want to record this one. Press the record key. How come? Oh, I pressed too long, a little bit too long. So it mistook it as I wanted to scan things, scan transponder. So I have to go back to it now.
Scanner, music, audiobook, voice, radio.
I lost the station, or it has finished the song. Okay, suppose I want to record this radio station, this program. I press the record key again, so this time I don't press for too long.
Record after tone.
You see, the program comes back on, it's recording now. So I'll stop it.
Record save.
And then I stop this radio, going back to
radio.
The menu key and
scanner, music,
get the
audiobook, voice.
Let's go to the voice mode, select this.
Play.
So I play what I...
都是,即其實心裡面...
Yeah. This is the radio program that I recorded. I think I have finished demonstrating the 5 different functions of this Telmate. There's one more. Now I am at the standby mode, so it's doing nothing now. If I press the stop key, it will announce the current time as well.
1:11 p.m.
That's the time. 1:11 p.m. That's what it is now.
Tell me it has 1 gigabyte of memory and it doesn't use any memory card for this generation. But the company says the next generation you will be able to use some kind of memory cards, most likely the SD card, I think.
So that finishes this. And as I said, if you wanted more information about this Telmate, go to their website at www.gaishantech.com. Gaishantech is GAISHANTECH. In case anyone wants to get in touch with me, I am Fred Leung. My email address is fredleung@hkbu.edu.hk, and it's spelled Fred, F-R-E-D, L-E-U-N-G, or in one word, at HKBU for Hong Kong Baptist University .edu.hk. Bye.